Good evening, and thank you for joining us for Trevi Group first quarter 2015 result presentation. As usual, with me here today, Daniele Fortis, CFO of Trevi Group, and Josef Mastragostino, our Investor Relations Manager. We'll start going through the presentation, I think everybody received, starting on slide three. We have introduced now this new format of presentation. On this slide, you'll appreciate our four division and their respective first quarter revenue figure. Starting from Trevi, division registered 132 million euros during the first quarter. Drill Mech came in at about 80 million euros. Soil Mech shows strong sign of recovery with respect to last year, and registered 55 million euro of revenue, +24% compared to last year. Lastly, Petrom registered 34 million euro overall. Trevi Group's total revenue were 297 million euro for this first quarter. We consider this a good start of the year for the group. On slide four and seven, you'll see clear description of our single division, Trevi, Soil Mech, Drill Mech, and Petrom. Let's go on slide eight and nine. Maybe we go back to this explanation of business related to the division lately. Starting now on page eight and nine, these slides, we show our new way for divisional reporting. Given the significant growth in our major business, we now report Trevi and Soil Mech together, and we call this the foundation sector. While Drill Mech and Petrom are to be found in the more proper and representative sector of the oil and gas activity. In these two slides here, you can appreciate the new geographical distribution of our company, given the new reporting we introduced in 2014. Trevi and Soil Mech together, and as we said, the Drill Mech and Petrom together. Go on slide 11. Let's talk a little bit about the key highlights. First quarter 2015 started out as a good year with increase in revenue and especially in the order portfolio. Increase in the revenue about 12% compared to last year, and revenue increase in almost all the division with good opportunities in the key markets. Overall, 1.1 billion euro solid backlog with an increase of 3% compared to last year. Order backlog has registered good growth, again, within a key strategic geographical area. Over 300 million of new orders in the first quarter, orders acquired both in the foundation and the oil and gas division. Positive bottom line registered an increase compared to last year. Here, business operation and large international footprint benefit group performance. Many new opportunities in the foundation business with our first quarter order intake well above the budgeted value. If you go on the page, on slide 12. Some main discussion point for our conference today. Global construction trend are very positive. 197 million euro of newly acquired contract for Trevi division, especially in the Middle East and Africa. We are also now in the process of closing another two or three major contracts for Trevi division. Total amount will be more than 150 million euro of new contracts that are not presently in the backlog. Very positive starting for Trevi division. Oil and gas market dynamics are withholding demand for onshore and offshore rigs, driven primarily by the price of Brent. Negotiation with the national oil companies, however, is ongoing and in progress as anticipated also during the past meetings with the investors and the financial community. Portfolio in the oil and gas stays strong at euro 363 million, but some delays have been registered in delivery of two offshore rigs, and extra costs have been generated and posted in the profit and loss. The increased net financial position is primarily driven by contract starts in the oil division, but will nevertheless decline in the second part of the year, driven by the formal financing of this contract and by guarantee letter of credit by clients. We expect a big improvement. Strong top-line growth in the Soilmec division, as said before. Going on to slide 13, some key financial highlights. Revenue, as we said, 297 million, EBITDA 21 million, EBIT 5 million, net profit 2 million, backlog 1.1 billion, and net debt around 500 million euro. On slide 14, now let's talk a little bit on the group's division outlook, starting from Tracy. Solid order backlog, as I said before, very strong order intake in areas such as Middle East, North Africa. New contract ramping up in the quarter, expected increased growth in the following quarters, especially for infrastructure projects in different parts of the world. Greater demand for marine transportation, metal works. Increase in the already long-term visibility for the division. Remember, usually seven, 8 months average visibility for Tracy. Infrastructure sector improving and wider international reach. Private development building activity reaching strong momentum, especially in the U.S. Soilmec, 24% revenue increase with respect to the previous year. Notwithstanding the contraction in the Italian market, which still suffer of low activity, U.S., U.K., France perform well. Quarterly order intake continued to register growth, about 56 million euro in the first quarter 2015, compared to 46 million euro in the last quarter of 2014. There's an increased demand for classic piling, rotary rigs, and good performance for also micropiling accessories and cranes inside Soilmec. On slide 15, let's go to Drillmec outlook. Over 360 million euro backlog registered in the first quarter in 2015. Very strong performance compared to the momentum of the market. Delays in the delivery of the offshore rigs in Central America, this is what we said before. The first offshore rig delivery in April, second rig to be delivered still, and the timing yet to be defined due to rescheduling of delivery terms from clients. This has caused some extra cost, and we'll go more in details later on with Daniele. Competitive market given uncertainty in the oil prices. No major change compared to the last quarter, even if oil price increased a little bit. Recently acquired contract embrace better and predictable payment terms, and that's why we expect strong reduction in the net financial position for the division, Drillmec division, in the third quarter and at the year-end. Talking about Petrobrazi, less number of rigs are currently operating compared to last year in South America. We see marginality changed by more uncertain environment. There are negotiation with the clients on about rates for our contracts with some clients, especially in Argentina. We don't see major changes in Petrobrazi activity due to the current market situation. On slide 16, let's go through the numbers. We'll ask Daniele Forti to continue. Please, Daniele.
Thank you, Stefano. We start in page 16. First quarter 2015 revenues were 279 million euro, versus 266 million euros over 2014. EBITDA was 21 million euro versus 31 million euro of last year. EBIT, 5 million versus 17. Net profit was 2 million euros versus minus 0.25 million euro of last year. The backlog was 1.1 million euro, and the net financial position slightly below 500 million euros. The capital employed in the first quarter 2015 was euro 1.2 billion. Equity, euro 716, and the net debt EBITDA ratio at the end of the first quarter was 4.30 times, and the net debt equity ratio instead came in at 0.70 times. Total employees at the end of first quarter 2015 were 7,653. Following on slide number 17, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. Trevi division registered 137.2 million euros, plus 19% versus the same period last year. Petraven had revenues of 34.3 million, increasing 17% with respect to last year. Soilmec, euro 55.1 million, increasing about 25% versus 2014. Reelmec, euro 79.8 million, minus 5.3% versus last year. You can see that the subtotal of the foundation sector had an increase of almost 20% in revenues, while the subtotal of oil and gas sector had an increase of 1.5%, notwithstanding the difficult environment that we have met. The average for Trevi Group was almost 12% plus. Slide 18. The oil and gas sector accounted for 37%, while the core business accounted to 63%. The backlog, as we mentioned previously, was euro 1.1 billion, registering almost a 3% increase with respect to last year, with an improvement of margin incorporated. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the Trevi division, its backlog accounted for 48% of the total backlog. Petraven, 15%, Reelmec, 32%, and Soilmec, 5%. The net financial position at the end of first quarter 2015 was euro 499.7 million, with a free cash flow of euro minus 132.6 million, due mainly to working capital increase in the oil and gas division. In particular, it is due to the new order for Algeria, whose execution has already started at the beginning of the year and has already reached 42 million euro of work in progress without getting any payment from client. The first payment, guaranteed by letter of credit, is scheduled for next month of June. Secondarily, the increase in working capital is due to the completion of the second rig for our Mexican client, from whom we have not yet received the balance payment of almost $40 million. shown on slide number 21 as the key financial ratios of which we have already made mention. Slide 22, we show equity and net financial position together. It must be pointed out that the steep increase in total equity, accounting to 716.2 million euros, is mainly attributable to recent share capital increase of net 192.9 million euros, completed in the month of November 2014. Secondarily, it is due to the profit registered in the first quarter and to almost 50 million euro increase in the special conversion reserve, the special reserve in which we register exchange differences in our assets. To have a good comprehension of this phenomenon is of utmost importance in order to understand the increase in net capital invested. Because these $50 million increase are distributed in the active portion of the balance sheet between the fixed assets and the working capital. We have to say that posting a total equity of 716 million euro is a good expression, a better expression of the net worth of Trevi Group, which in the past was undervalued because of the stronger euro with respect to dollar, in which currency are expressed most of our assets. Going to slide 23. In terms of the foundation sector, we have to say that Trevi plus Soilmec, the revenues generated were euro 188.3 million in first quarter 2015. The EBITDA margin was equal to 9.3%, and the EBIT margin came in at 2.7%. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. In our point of view, from a substantial point of view, we would like to say that 3.6 million euro of positive net differences of exchange posted by Soilmec should be added to the EBIT margin in order to have a better comprehension of the phenomena of margins in a time of strong and sudden movements in the exchange ratios. Going to slide 24. In terms of the oil and gas sector, Drillnec plus Petroven recorded euro 111.9 million in 2015. The EBITDA margin was equal to 3.8%, and the EBIT margin came in at 0.3%. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. With respect to Latin American market, we have to stress the delay in delivery of two offshore rigs due to rescheduling of delivery program by client. The first rig, already manufactured and accepted, is now being transported by sea and installed on the final platform provided by client. We have yet to receive notice of time scheduling of the second rig. This delay is causing us additional costs for sea transportation and the rig up, estimated in $10 million, which have been already posted in the accounts of the quarter. We are negotiating with client in order to get a reimbursement of these extra costs, which we believe are due to us. Following on slide 25 is the breakdown by geographical area. As you can see on the right, Africa generated euro for 37 million in first quarter 2015, registering an increase with respect to the same period last year. The main player was without any doubt Middle East, which performed very well with the euro 92 million versus euro 56 million of last year. A further increase in revenues and profits in the Middle East area is expected in the second quarter of the year. In the area, a high degree of business is being brought forward, both in the construction, residential, and commercial buildings. I'd like to pass the word again to Stefano Trevisani. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniele. Let's go now on page 26, where we highlight some of the guidance, confirming what we were saying before also during the last conference call. Look at the guidance for 2015, we expect revenue to be in the range of 1.2 billion-1.3 billion euro, EBIT about 70 million euro, with the net financial position of 420 million-440 million. Where to be more precisely, actually, we expect this net financial position to be even better than that, with improvement due to the payment condition we expect from contracts we are about to sign, as I mentioned before. The contracts we were talking about before also for Trevi division contains most of them advanced payment form of payment. We do expect we have chance to reduce this level of debts even more than what indicated here. Go now on page 27. Next slide, we provide some example of key project that characterize the first quarter of 2015, with some update, especially for Trevi Special Foundation division. This project on page 26, it's related to the harbor works in Naples, Eastern Dock in the part of Naples, to design and construction of a new container terminal, wide area created by filling the body of water between the two piers. Very important projects, because this is operated as a general contractors and increase a lot know-how and technology for Trevi to be repeated even in a different, also in a different other contracts around the world. Good, very strong and good experience as a general contractors. On page 28 is a picture of job sites in the United States. The brand new Sonic rigs operating in the construction of a deep cut-off wall. Page 29, back to Italy. We are in the metro in Rome, underground activity in Rome, subway construction. It's called Line C. Page 30 and 31, new model of Solmec rigs working for Solmec clients in Mexico, in this case. This is the new SR45, one of the best-selling rig for foundation rig from Solmec, especially in Europe and in the U.S. Let's go on slide 32. Nice picture here showing one of our HH300. one of the last generation of hydraulic rigs designed by Drillmech. We mention here in this page the SOCAR contracts, one of the latest contracts signed by Drillmech. On slide 33, these contracts signed with Algeria Sonatrach drilling company, ANFOR, and related to a number of rigs that will be delivered starting from third quarter of 2015. Total contract for Drillmech, $280 million. Slide 34, we mention again Petrovern Chile, with a record performed by one small rig. This is considered a small rig, HH100, to a depth of more than 2,500 meters. We can go now through the question and answer section. Josef?
Thank you, Stefano. The questions are pretty much three, and they concentrate, they're somewhat entwined with one another. I'll go with in order in which we received them. One is about construction margins and how these are expected to go in the next part of the year. I think Stefano stressed the fact that we are currently in a ramp-up period. That means that we've acquired these contracts. We're actually setting up the jobs. In addition to that, we have a very strong backlog with which we will add an additional, as Stefano mentioned, about 120 million-140 million euro on that. We would like to give confidence to the financial community that the Trevi side of the business is very strong and is actually expected to improve already from the next couple of quarters. What we would like to say is that the first quarter is not representative of the entire outlook of the year for the construction side of the business. One of the questions is actually asking if there were any one-offs, and we can confirm that there were not any one-offs in the first quarter, and that we're expecting the flow of marginality to improve gradually within the year. The second question, of course, is concentrating on the oil and gas. Now, we understand that there is a concern about it, but we would like to answer to that on what we currently have factually on, of course, on the presentation and on the data that was presented. We start with a very good backlog, 363 million euros. We would like to say, of course, Dr. Forti went over what has hindered the marginality, in particular for the oil and gas part in the first quarter. We would like to, again, try to give some confidence to the market and say that the orders that we have on backlog for the oil and gas, and therefore I'm referring to Drillmech, have, let me say, much better payment terms. These payment terms will probably benefit cash generation in the latter part of the year, in particular from the second half. This eventually falls into the third question, which is again about debt and about cash generation. I guess Stefano was pretty clear here with the guidance. We try to give a prudent approach, saying of a range of 420 million-440 million euro debt, but there is a possibility for this to go down to 400 million, and therefore almost pair with what was the year of 2014. I guess these are the major questions, Stefano. There's not much out there, and I hope we try to address this in the best of our knowledge.
Okay. Thanks, Josef. We go to conclusion. Repeating that we consider the business model we have balancing the risk between two major sectors of activity, and this is important today. We have good opportunity in the foundation construction sector, in this case, and also negotiating interesting contracts for Drillmech. I thank you for joining us for this conference call. If there is any other question, Josef and all the team is available. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.